What has pushed the government to make this decision to privatise the inner west bus routes?
Well, this announcement from the Transport Minister, Andrew Constance, to privatise the inner west buses is clearly a captain's call by Andrew Constance, just like he made a captain's call with Fair in the Ferry Face, because the commuters in the inner west, some 30,000 commuters in the inner west, signed petitions, attended town hall rallies, attended parliament debates, clearly opposed to the privatisation of their buses in the inner west. So for Andrew Constance to announce yesterday that he's going ahead with it, this is clearly a captain call by him, something that he may regret. Mm. Now, what do the commuters of the inner west and the workers of the inner west have to look forward to? Well, we don't have to go too far to see what happens when you privatise a public bus network. Last year, Andrew Constance oversaw the privatisation of Newcastle Bus and Ferries, which he told the commuters of Newcastle that he was going to deliver a world-class operator to operate a world-class transport network. In the 7 months since it's been privatised in Newcastle, we have workers not being paid correctly for the work they do. That is still going on to date. We have workers' rosters not displayed appropriately so they can work out their work balance, work-life balance. We have a timetable review up in Newcastle that has seen some 200 bus stops closed, 15% of the bus stops, that has seen routes cut, and has also seen some people having to catch two modes of transport instead of one and taking longer. The amount of complaints that are coming in Newcastle are in the hundreds. The local MPs are filling complaints there and organising rallies to try to get the company to back to the table. Now, this is what the people of the inner west and the workers of the inner west can expect. The privatised model, the private operators have to make money for their shareholders. Therefore, if they're not making profits, somebody loses their job. So I can tell you the first people to suffer is the commuters, and that is by way of closing runs, closing bus stops, and cutting services. In the case of Newcastle, the next people are the workers. Now, Mr. Constance, seeing he's made a captain's call on this, he needs to come out publicly and assure the commuters of the inner west and the workers of the inner west that what has happened in Newcastle, in his world-class private operator that he calls it, will not happen down here in the inner west.
That's ridiculous. I didn't actually know that that was happening in Newcastle, or that happened in Newcastle.
Yeah, look, it was to be honest, it was hard to get Sydney motivated to hear about the ongoings in Newcastle. Mm. But the Newcastle people are very aware of it. We've had many of rallies. We've had, you know, a lot of media out there. We've had a lot of complaints. We've even had to take the new company in Newcastle to Fair Work already, trying to get them to pay the workers correctly, which I might add, they still are not doing. So I have grave concerns that a private company can come in and run a public transport entity and make it work. It's all about the bottom line, the dollar.
Yeah, of course. So from the get-go, how do you think that this will directly affect the daily commutes of inner west public transport users?
How will it affect it from the get-go?
Yeah.
I believe that there will be bus... Well, there's actually already been a... very silent move by the government to start closing bus stops already.
I've seen that in my suburb, yeah.
There you go. So I believe there will be a lot more bus stops closed. Mr. Constance has come out and promised that there's going to be all these extra services day one. Let me tell you that he can make all the promises he's like. We've heard these promises in Newcastle. The commuters of Newcastle heard these promises, and he hasn't delivered. Mm. Now, when they talk about throwing in massive amounts of extra services, well, what Mr. Constance forgets to tell everybody is that it's actually there's a shortage of bus drivers in New South Wales, at least. Mm. And now that shortage isn't just in the public sector, it's also in the private sector. So he can promise all the extra deliveries he likes, but unless he can get the drivers, the workforce to deliver it, all we'll have here is another railway timetable debacle, another mess that this minister is overseeing, and who's going to suffer will be the commuters of the inner west. It's not good enough. And Minister Constance really needs to step aside. He does not know what he's doing, or at worst, he does not care what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that this privatisation of the Inner West bus routes will have an effect on other bus routes in Sydney? Maybe like a domino effect, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely it will. That's a good point. Because the public company, State Transit, who currently runs the Inner West 4 bus depots, those depots share routes with the other public bus depots. So, you know, to put you in the picture, Waverley Bus Depot and Burwood Bus Depot would share a route. That might be a 400 or a 418 route. Now, somebody has to make a decision of who's going to operate that route. Is it going to be the public or is it going to be the private? Now, what Mr. Constance has alluded to take into account, when you unscramble all that and make one depot do all the runs, which isn't shared with another location, then the company starts to incur costs, which are called, because the bus is running empty to one location to another to start their run or to get back from their run. So there's a hidden cost there. So there will be problems with buses that currently are shared between the depots, especially the buses that are shared between Region 6 and, let's say, the Eastern Region. That needs to be unscrambled, and Mr. Constance hasn't come out and made it very clear about how that's all going to work, because I'll be honest, I'd be doubting if he even understands that.
Right, of course. Well, as an Inner West resident myself, as I said before, as well as a regular user of bus services, I did come across many petitions and public outreaches in like local stores and whatnot to halt the privatisation of buses in our area. So it's not as if people in the community didn't know about it. We were actively trying to do something about it. So why is it, do you think, that the government has ignored this public outcry?
Because unfortunately, we have a transport minister. He's making decisions purely in the interest for himself, purely captain's call. This minister is on record in saying he does not want to be in public transport in the next 10 years. He's on record in saying that he does not want to deal with the rail, tram and bus union. So Mr. Constance is making decisions to firstly get out of transport, and secondly, which in his opinion, tries to hurt the rail, tram and bus union and its members. We're not gonna back down, and nor should we for the commuters of New South Wales. If you want to do anything, or the listeners can do anything, let's bombard Mr. Constance's office with emails about how we are disgusted that he's privatising in the Inner West. And I thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.